Friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I've had a lot of requests to play this again, and so we're going to. This is more of Tucker Carlson. The first comments since being fired by Fox, it drew 60 million views. Here it is.
Good evening. It's Tucker Carlson. One of the first things you realize when you step outside the noise for a few days is how many genuinely nice people there are in this country. Kind and decent people, people who really care about what's true. And a bunch of hilarious people also, a lot of those. It's got to be the majority of the population, even now. So that's heartening. The other thing you notice when you take a little time off is how unbelievably stupid most of the debates you see on television are. They're completely irrelevant. They mean nothing. In 5 years, we won't even remember that we had them. Trust me, as someone who's participated. And yet at the same time, and this is the amazing thing, the undeniably big topics, the ones that will define our future, get virtually no discussion at all. War, civil liberties, emerging science, demographic change, corporate power, natural resources. When was the last time you heard a legitimate debate about any of those issues? It's been a long time. Debates like that are not permitted in American media. Both political parties and their donors have reached consensus on what benefits them, and they actively collude to shut down any conversation about it. Suddenly, the United States looks very much like a one-party state. That's a depressing realization, but it's not permanent. Our current orthodoxies won't last. They're brain dead. Nobody actually believes them. Hardly anyone's life is improved by them. This moment is too inherently ridiculous to continue, and so it won't. The people in charge know this. That's why they're hysterical and aggressive. They're afraid. They've given up persuasion. They're resorting to force. But it won't work. When honest people say what's true, calmly and without embarrassment, they become powerful. At the same time, the liars who've been trying to silence them shrink, and they become weaker. That's the iron law of the universe. True things prevail. Where can you still find Americans saying true things? There aren't many places left, but there are some, and that's enough. As long as you can hear the words, there is hope. See you soon.
That gives us hope. I mean, I don't know where he'll end up or if he'll end up, as Ron Futrell said, doing an Adam Carolla. I don't know. But I will say this. His voice, Tucker Carlson's voice, needs to be heard. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group, and vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. One of the things we will do, we are going to check the latest ratings for Fox News since the firing of Tucker Carlson. We'll do that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to be back.
It really is right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. United States urging for continued truce in Sudan. Here's correspondent Greg Clugston.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there was an initial reduction in reported violence after a truce was agreed to, but the U.S. is deeply concerned about the increase in ceasefire violations.
We urge the SAF and the RSF to fully uphold and extend the ceasefire.
She also says the U.S. is working to create options for American citizens to leave Sudan.
The Army says three GIs have been killed, another injured, after two helicopters collided and crashed in Alaska while returning from a training flight. The Apache choppers were from Fort Wainwright, base near Fairbanks. Officials say that crash is under investigation. Russia has fired more than 20 cruise missiles and a couple of drones into Ukraine. At least 22 people are dead. Also at townhall.com, the mayor of East Palestine, Ohio, devastated by that toxic train derailment, has endorsed a presidential candidate.
Mayor Trent Conaway is backing Donald Trump, who the mayor notes took time to visit East Palestine, while President Biden was a no-show, although Mr. Biden did travel to Ukraine. Not only did Mr. Trump visit, he brought much-needed supplies, including pallets of bottled water, as toxins polluted the air and saturated the ground, rendering some people's water undrinkable. Without Mr. Trump, the mayor says, a dire situation could have been even worse. Rich Thomason reporting.
A review says Silicon Valley Bank failed due to a combination of poor bank management, weakened regulations, and much more. Federal Reserve says the central bank failed to properly supervise the bank before it collapsed last month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Green. I'm so confident that Rough Green can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to ruffgreens.com.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpalis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, a partnership between KFC's nonprofit foundation and the online school Western Governors University is offering total tuition coverage for some of its Nevada employees. WGU officials say the program covers $8,000 a year in tuition costs with no cap on how many KFC employees can take part. The only requirement is that the employee must be in good standing at work at a participating KFC location. The program began this past January and already has more than 350 applicants. Round one of the NFL draft is now in the books, with the Las Vegas Raiders taking one of the most highly rated pass rushers available as its first pick. The Raiders picked seventh in the first round, selecting Texas Tech defensive end Tyree Wilson, rated as the best or the second best edge rusher in the draft. Draft experts say that the Raiders are getting a rusher with power and explosiveness, something sorely needed on the Raiders defensive line. The draft continues in Kansas City through tomorrow. The Golden Knights eliminated the Winnipeg Jets in the Stanley Cup playoffs in front of 18,000 fans last night with a 4-1 win at T-Mobile Arena. Now we're waiting for the winner of the Oilers-Kings series.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Expect heavy congestion as you transition from 215 West to go Interstate 15 northbound on the Southern Beltway. Reduce speeds on Interstate 15 south at Spring Mountain, north at Hacienda. And remember that 95 off-ramp to Summerlin Parkway closes at 8 o'clock tonight for repairs.
Gather around. Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high.
That's enough.
Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families.
Check it out.
Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one, time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. I want to thank Nigel Innes for filling in. Michael Schaus on Tuesday filling in. I was at our southern border with Mexico. In fact, a couple of days ago, Wednesday, I had my feet in the Rio Grande River. I was officially in Mexico. And it was an immigration summit sponsored by the folks at Americans for Prosperity Foundation. And I must tell you, it was eye-opening. It at times brought me to tears when I welcomed immigrant families to America. I got a little weepy. This was at Catholic Charities, where they service 400 families per night. And they stay there for generally a day, maybe two, and then they're on buses or they're on planes or they're going somewhere. I was so moved welcoming these people, many who have traveled really upwards of 1,500 miles. And in the case of some of these Chinese, it's more than a few thousand miles. It's the other end of the earth. And they're coming to America.
And we're not doing a very good job, to be honest with you, of, you know, this whole Title 42 thing is just, horrible. It's a miserable failure. And this from the richest, most fortunate country on the planet. And yet, for some unexplained reason, we can't make this work. We let the border drug cartels traffic in fentanyl and young children. One girl, Border Patrol, says that one girl had been violated 97 times. 97 times. This is from the richest, best nation on the planet. And we're allowing this to happen. And we don't have the political will to make the tough decisions to make things work. And it's really sad. And that's why this was such an eye-opening experience going down to McAllen, Texas, right along and really into the border with Mexico. It was just a tremendous, tremendous thing. A guy that's been doing some traveling of his own is our own Pat Casal, our good buddy, our friend. Pat Casal, of course, the owner of the MultiCare Group, but he's also the vice chair of the Clark County Republican Party. And he joins us now. Where you been lately?
I just got back from Oklahoma City.
What was going on down in Okie City?
RNC spring training.
And which is?
I got a lot of data to help candidates with, to possibly even help the county party, but more maybe for the candidates, how they can campaign and be successful. So that's pretty good stuff.
Information is power, and you are amassing a lot of power. What is it we should be telling those people that are thinking about it? They live in a given assembly district that's been, Democrat, but now maybe is turning a little bit more independent. What should we be telling these people? What should we be arming these would-be candidates that have thought about it but just have never pulled the trigger on it?
I mean, right now, if you look at what's going on in Carson City, around the country, in the every blue states, it's communism, social communism. I mean, can you imagine we have, starting Monday, the fact that I have a high credit score because I pay my bills timely, I'm going to pay a higher interest rate than a person who doesn't pay their bills? That's exactly what that law is. So we need people to step up to the plate and swing for the fences. And frankly, you know, you're taking this from Joe Biden's book, Democrats of today aren't the Democrats that my grandparents were back in the day. It's a different ballgame. These Democrats are nuts.
But tell me how it is, Pat, that reasonably minded people would allow this to happen. I mean, why aren't people marching in the streets demanding common sense legislation in Carson City?
You know, you make a great point. Here's the deal. Right now, what we have to do, and this was part of the conversation in Oklahoma, we have to go after the 130,000 registered voters that didn't vote in this past election and get them out there and get a Drew Johnson elected and a few of these other candidates that lost by a nose. And the only way we're going to do that is get out there and vote. Any of these people out there that are listening that believe by not voting or not showing up, that's the answer, think again. You can't complain about how bad things are really getting. I mean, when you talk about inflation right now in the United States, it's absurd. I mean, it's not 5%. The GDP at 1.1 might be accurate, but inflation is much higher because when you look at staples, we're getting killed. Staples meaning toilet paper, paper towels, soap, dish soap, food, eggs, milk. I mean, it's absurd. And the Democrat, I mean, are we a safer world now with Joe Biden and company running the world? No. Look, the United States is looked down. They look down us, their nose at us now. I mean, we are not doing very well as a nation.
Let me ask you, one of the things that I've said over the last, gosh, four election cycles maybe, is that we need to do a better job of vetting candidates. That there ought to be a way, whether it's the state party, the local county party, that we ought to be doing a better job of vetting candidates. What has been wrong about how we've approached this in the past?
Well, frankly, we need the word vetting of candidates. Anybody can run who can write out a check for up to $250, depending on where they're going to run. We can't prevent them. I mean, we're supposed to be, you know, the party of choice. Republicans, you know, we believe in the opportunity for you to do the great things. I mean, when you say vetting, the moral of the story is if a person that wants to run for office can't raise money, isn't willing to knock on doors and get their butt out there, well, then they got a problem. So I'm bringing back some data that will allow them to potentially win elections, and I'm hoping that could be, it could be instrumental in getting more Republicans elected. You know, the biggest problem we have as a party in Clark County specifically, it's the same people running for different offices. They lose and they step up to the plate and try for a bigger number when they really need to stay where they're at, stay in their lane, and try to get elected here locally instead of worrying about going to Congress. Let's turn around. We got to turn around Carson City, and that would be the first thing I would recommend. The second thing is we as a party, we have a lot of people here to say they claim to be Republicans, but they support the same candidates. And I'm going to throw a name out there because every year he would win and then he would lose in a general. It was Danny Tarkanian. Every year you supported him. What's the, we have to start looking at things like the definition of insanity. How do you keep backing the same horse who keeps losing? What's going to change? And that's really the Republican problem over the years. I mean, we have got to start getting out there. We need to make sure people get out and vote. We can't say stupid things like, this election was fixed after we won the primary. I mean, you got people actually doing that in this last primary. They actually won their race big, and they're claiming that the election was a fraud. Well, how could that be? That means you didn't win. So, I mean, we have to start getting intelligent and waking up and smelling the coffee.
Let me ask you a question. This whole thing of vetting candidates, how do the Democrats do it? I mean, you've watched the other side for a lot of years.
The Democrats are in more control of the body than we are. They basically tell us, they'll tell somebody which races they're going to run in, and they analyze it from the perspective of how can we win? Are we going to win this? How to win the race? Republicans don't really sit down. I mean, listen, we have a lot of people. Let's just look at Clark County, right? We don't have a lot of there's a lot of people that are in elected offices that don't support the county party, yet they bitch and complain that the county party doesn't support them.
And when you mean not support the party, you mean fundraising, donating to the county party?
They don't participate in the party. They look at the Clark County party, for example, is nothing real, and it should be real. I mean, we have a lot of good people that want to participate, be involved, but we need to finally come together. I can say this. I get along with everybody. I know there's different factions. But the fact that we had 2 years ago, we had this issue with Carrie Buck and, Jesse, and we had to go to court and it got ugly. That doesn't help Republicans get elected. It hurts. And then you look at several Republicans up there at this, this clown show that are supporting Democratic views. You got to start saying to yourself, what the hell? And now you go about vetting. We need to start taking out some of these so-called Republicans in name only, and say, listen, you're really a Democrat. Run as a Democrat, and we'll put somebody in there who's going to support our values. I also will tell you that I sat down with people in Oklahoma City on a national level, and we talked abortion. And they're like, well, I'm totally against abortion. I'm like, well, then you're going to be totally against winning, because if Republicans don't sit at the table and become more pro-choice, meaning if it's rape, if it's incest, the life of the mother, and decide to come up with a parameter of 6 weeks, 12 weeks, 15, like it is in most European countries, we're going to lose elections. We have got to sit down and figure out what we're going to do long term.
We were in McAllen, Texas over the last 3 days, but we did, I believe it was on Wednesday night, listen to the debate going on in Carson City on the governor's education bill. I know you've been keeping track. I'm not sure what areas you've been looking at, but do you have some bills that you've been tracking that you think are ones we need to be uh, as as a party jumping in with both feet?
The education bill, we have to make sure that we don't pass bills that will allow illegals to receive Medicaid. We really need to. Joe's very strong about fighting for doing the election the right way. I mean, there's just so many things out there, and there's a lot of bills that maybe get to his desk that frankly he has to veto. And if he doesn't, well, then we're doomed.
Wow. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. We are completing week 12 today of the Nevada legislature. Do you think this governor, when we get down to May and June, do you think he will be a strong enough governor to actually throw down with Democrats?
Well, that's a great question. Let's hope so. I hate to think he can't. That would be terrible. I mean, I think he's going to have to stand up and fight for us, and do what he said he's going to do. I mean, I don't know what else I could say about that. I mean, Joe made a lot of promises, and hopefully he'll stand by it. I mean, I got to tell you something, Kevin. Not only locally, but on a national level, we have a problem with our consultants, and some of these consultants that advise Joe are not very good. I guess that's the candid way of putting it. You know, they don't have Joe's back. They have their own. These consultants have their own plan, and it's not about the person that gets elected. It's about how they can control it and get paid. And the same thing, like the biggest problem we have now is Turning Point. Turning Point doesn't really get the young out there to vote. They'll blame that on the Republican National Committee, but yet at the same time, Turning Point doesn't say donate money to us, but don't give money to the Republican Party. Yet Republican Party says give money to us, give money to Turning, give it, get out there. We need this help. And yet, you know, we have a divisiveness in the nation that is very, very real, very, very large, and we're all going to lose because of it. I mean, the truth be told is right now, and I mentioned this to Ronna McDaniel yesterday at breakfast. What we need to do is in order to get women to vote Republican, all we need to do is look out and look at what happened last week at the fact that the Democrats are going to support, you know, women, men saying they're women, and they're going to and they may end up getting Title IX money. So I said, you know what you need to do is get Riley Gaines as a spokesperson for the Republicans on a national level, and she totally agreed. I mean, that's what's got to happen. We've got to be proactive as a party. Republicans got to stand up and kick ass. We don't. You know what? Like last time around, how many commercials about abortion were run by the Democrats during the last election cycle?
Even though it was settled law here in Nevada since 1990.
Right. And did Republicans have an answer? Our messaging sucks. Here's the deal: Laxalt and the three people running for that, not Amadei because he was a lock, he couldn't lose. But the three people for running for those congressional districts all should have put money together and ran a commercial basically saying none of us we cannot change the rules in Nevada. It's out of our hand. It's the law. And that may not have gotten us a million votes, but it might have dragged us across the winner's circle, and like Laxalt might have won
8,000 for
Laxalt.
Maybe we would
have picked up one or two congressional seats. Pardon?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say 8,000 in the case of Adam Laxalt. 8,000 votes would have turned it.
And remember, a lot of these youngsters, what the Democrats were attacking were young women voters, right? Because, oh, your rights. They're going to take away your rights because of abortion. And nothing could be further from the truth. And yet nobody came back over the top saying that's not true. And here's the kicker. You don't have a lot of money. No problem. Go on great local radio shows, your show, Wayne's show. Even go on some of the other networks and tell the announcers the truth about how this is a lie. But they don't do it. You're a great asset. Why aren't people coming out? And maybe even go on left-leaning shows and argue and let them know, hey, that's not what we believe in. But instead, what we do is we sit back, don't say anything, and we lose.
Good
I know
point.
Hands is no good, man. Devil's workshop.
Good point. Let me close just in the final couple of minutes about what's going on, what is coming down the line.